Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you this afternoon on WNQM, 1300 AM on your radio dial. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great message for you. The ruler of the cradle will be the title of our message this evening here in the WNQM listening audience. We're glad to have you aboard. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on the air, brought to you exclusively by Brother William out of the great state of Illinois that loves you enough to send his very best with the gospel of the kingdom. Well, what does it mean, the cradle? The king taking a cradle. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the great, marvelous, magnificent glory. I'm telling you that this is an incredible story of biblical proportions. It's the truth, although the Bible says that you won't believe it, though a man declare it unto you. Well, what is this great, magnanimous, magnificent story in the Bible? Well, going into the prophetic scriptures of time, we're going to look into the gospel of the book of Isaiah. Now, in the book of Isaiah, he is a prophet that is instructed to declare to the house of Israel the things that have been kept secret for many, many ages and generations. Well, what is that great secret, Pastor Buddy? Well, it's wonderful. Now, that's the word that the Bible uses to give us the revelation of the Prince of Peace. Now, when we talk about the Prince of Peace, we're talking about literally the Creator incarnating into a body of flesh and coming upon this earth. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, it's sins, thrills, and chills up my spiritual understanding to know that we have such a loving, caring, wonderful, magnanimous, magnificent, joyous, most holy, most powerful Creator that would love us enough to incarnate into a flesh body and walk the earth to become a man. It is just almost overwhelmingly unbelievable. It is such an outstanding divine covenant revelation that a creator, someone that created the universe, if we can believe in the origin and the originality of one God. Now, the Bible says in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 28, what is the first commandment that we're questioning? Verse 29, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, Remember the Bible said that they would have ears to hear and they couldn't hear? They would have eyes to see and they couldn't see? Well, isn't it marvelous today that not many people really understand the birth of a creator? Someone that walked in here and called himself the Son of Man. He was more than a man. For unto us, it says here in the book of Isaiah, in his prophecies, as we start out in the cradle creation. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it marvelous that the Son of God, the Son of Yahweh, came into this world, born through a woman, and yet was responsible for the very creation of the woman? It is almost beyond comprehension. So marvelous, no wonder he said that you won't believe it, though my prophets declare it unto you, that the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, meaning that they take the traditional popular line rather than the scriptures where it said, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. The Lord our God," it says in the English. In the Hebrew, it would be, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one Yahweh. Thou shalt love him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. For unto us," Isaiah 9 and 6, "for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Now, did you get all of that? Did you feel the impact of the prophecy? "For unto us a child is born." That was the birth from a woman that the Creator himself created and introduced himself into the world of flesh. Now listen to this scripture. John 1 and 1. "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." The 14th verse describes in detail, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." The Word, who was God, became flesh. Can you believe that? Is that beyond your comprehension? Can you make yourself believe that the Creator loved you enough while you were yet in your sins, gave you the gift of joy and salvation and revelation? Oh, isn't it wonderful? I'm telling you, beyond all shadow of doubt, the mystery and the greatness and the love that has been transforming lives of Jacob Israel from the foundation of the world, meaning that he so loved the world that he came into the world in a flesh body, gave himself as a sacrificial lamb for the sins of Adam, and brought us into a covenant of peace and joy and righteousness and faith, without which it is impossible to please God. Oh my. Do you see what I see? Do you feel what I feel? Do you know what I know? That beyond the child that was born, beyond the government that was upon his shoulder, beyond his name, beyond Wonderful Counselor, beyond the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, lays the covenant that he signed in his own blood, that he loved you from the foundation of the world, and chose to give his life a ransom for your soul. Oh my. Oh, what joy. No wonder we sing those marvelous songs. It came upon a midnight clear, where the angels were proclaiming, unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, a Messiah. And that same Messiah, in John chapter 17 and verse 6, said, I have manifested the name of the Holy Father unto the men that thou gavest me out of the world. Now, wonder why that he had to manifest it to them. Why had they forgotten it? Well, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 25 through 27, it's plain that the Jews adopted a religion, vain religion of those Pharisees and the Sadducees, who said that his name was too holy for someone to utter in public, and therefore they taught the people by omission, not submission to the word, to glorify his name and to call upon it, but to forget his name for a substitute, L-O-R-D, or B-A-A-L, which is the substitute of leaving out the holy sacred tetragrammaton, which is Greek for the four wonderful letters that comprise the great, the mighty, the wonderful, the magnificent, the glorious, almighty, powerful God in the flesh, Yahweh. Boy, how we make the devil mad when we reveal truth. When we don't give glory to another God. When we know the only name given under heaven to be saved is the same name that introduced itself in the book of Exodus as the great I Am. Remember the Messiah who they turned into a Greek God with a Greek sounding name, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled, because the Bible says in the book of Revelations that the beast, this perverted beast system, would hide and reject the stone or the name and give us a name of blasphemy, and all the world would wonder after the beast with the false name. Yet this is the name that most Christians praise and sing to and honor and call upon daily as Jesus. Jesus. Still do. Ignorantly worshiping God. Calling him Lord. And in that day when they stand before him, they will hear him say, Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Although they did, according to them, great works. You see, ladies and gentlemen, my people, my sheep, my flock are scattered to the wind and destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Where is it? Why is it that we cannot come to a complete, satisfying revelation of knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the eternal God, the Creator, rocking in the cradle that Mary so tenderly was rocking the Creator of all of the world, all of the universe, everything that was in it, according to the book of Colossians. Let me go to the book of Colossians and show you that we have redemption through the blood of the Messiah, even the forgiveness of sins, which was his purpose for coming, in verse 14, 1, 14, and 15, who is the image, that one that hang, the one that rocked in the cradle, the one that grew up and learned obedience, the one that was crucified when he was 33 years of age, the one that Satan's children killed, and the whole world rejoiced when Mary was told that she would be the mother of the God of the universe, that God, the eternal mighty one, would come through her womb. She says, "My soul doth magnify God, my Savior." Ladies and gentlemen, the mother of God, Mary, had to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Remember that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, and He was in the world. In the 10th verse of John 1 and 10, He was in the world. St. John 1 and 10, read it. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Do you know Him? Do you know His name? Have you repented? Are you baptized in His name? Are you keeping the time schedules of eternity that God Almighty required? And He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. For if a man says he loves me and won't keep my commandments, he's a liar and the truth ain't him." Do you really know His name? Do you have the seal of the covenant of His name in your forehead as it is written in the book of Revelations 14 and 1? Do you have the Father's name in your forehead? In the book of Revelations chapter 22, verse 4, it talks about those who had the seal of the Almighty God in their forehead. Listen to this as we read just a little bit more. Verse 16, 1 Colossians 1, 16. "For by Him," not them, or us, or we, "but by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth." Can you believe that? That the Almighty God who rocked in a cradle as a baby, born from a little Hebrew woman without any natural father. Can you believe that God impregnated, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Miriam, and she conceived in her womb, and that which was born of her was holy? Oh, you just don't know how holy. Unless you know who He was. You see, when He came, His own didn't know Him. He was veiled in a flesh body, talking things that they'd never heard talk, a doctrine that was completely alien to their minds, and they became vain and foolish in their imagination, professing that they knew God. But when they knew God as God, because He claimed to be God, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and in earth, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him, for Him." Oh my, is it beyond your comprehension? Is it beyond your ability to conceive the faith that it takes to please Him? Is it out of your reach of reality? Do you want to keep your tradition and deny that the Son that came as the Son of God, that He was actually the Creator God of the universe, walked in the flesh and called Himself the Son of Man or the Son of Woman, and yet He was the eternal God, that God formed Himself a body and God is a spirit. God created himself a flesh body and walked in it for 33 years and died at the hands of those who hated him, those who despised him, those who rejected him. For he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Do you know who got up? The firstborn from the dead. Do you really know who died for you? Are you able to comprehend? Are you able to know the truth? Are you able to pronounce your faith in a risen Savior who was the Creator, who died in a flesh body, yet rose again because he had the power to do so? He had the power to lay his life down, and he had the power to take it up. Oh my. Oh my. How wonderful, how joyful, how precious, how holy, and how magnanimous and how magnificent his name is. You just don't know. In that day, the only name that will be named in heaven is the same name that will give you the key to the eternal kingdom. Those that fear his name, those that fear his name. Did you know that Satan has brought in a false name? These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because his name and his name alone is holy. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby you can be saved but the name of Yahweh. This is the name that the enemy sought to cover up. This is the name that Satan and his angels tried to hide from you. And they shall see his face. Revelation 22 and 4. Check it out. And they shall see his face and his name. Not names. You heard these preachers say he's got many names. That is the biggest lie. They're Satan's agents to deceive you and to give you a multiple choice when the Bible says there's salvation in only one name. You better make up your mind. And if you're in a false name, I don't care how sweet it sounds. I don't care how many praise it. I don't care how many believe in it. If it's not the true, everlasting, eternal name of the Creator, you're serving a false God. And all that do will be turned into hell with all nations that forget him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. What does that mean? Having the revelation of their true name, you shall know the truth. The truth will make you free. You got to have it, ladies and gentlemen, to make it to kingdom. This is straight down the pike. And this is the name that was set in all of the builders. This is the name that's got salvation, and Satan set in or brought in another name. Why do you do that, Pastor Buddy? You know God wouldn't let the devil do that. Well, the Bible said, beware of them that would add to. Beware of them that would take from. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers, murderers. What's it talking about? Somebody that murdered somebody in the physical? No. Somebody that murdered the soul of the innocent. My people are murdered or destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you don't search the Scriptures, if you don't seek Yahweh with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, what's a whoremonger? Well, if you read the book of Revelations, chapter 17, you see a beautiful church. Oh, how beautiful she is. How mighty she was. how glorious she sang praises, but she worshiped as a whore. Now, this whore brought a false name into the world, and the world picked up this false name and rejected the true name. This is the stone the builders rejected. The only name given under heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so marvelous. I hope you catch it. I hope you can see it. I pray for your instruction. I pray that Almighty Yahweh have mercy upon your ignorance. I pray that He reveals the true, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, most holy name to you. I pray that the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and are safe, I pray that you find out this name. For without her dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers, I wouldn't want to hang around with that crowd. Murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Oh my. Do you love tradition? Did you know what the Messiah said about tradition lovers? Full well, you reject the commandments to keep your own tradition. Well, now I'll go down here to this one, and I'll go to the second one that, and the first this, and the third this, and brother so-and-so's, or sister so-and-so's, or old Yellow Creek this, and old Brown Creek that. Ladies and gentlemen, do you not know that you're called by the name of the Father? Do you not know that the whole family, according to Ephesians 4:15, don't you know that the whole family in heaven and earth is in that name? It is not a name of a whoremongering God. It has no affiliation with the murders, the soul murders of deceptional religion. It has nothing to do with the idol worshipers who have created a false pagan God and created false pagan days. Now, we just got out of the festival of Passover, the second Passover, here in the month of May. Started on the 12th of May. Baptized 16 people in the glorious, magnificent, magnanimous, all-glorious, powerful, and most holy name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. You won't hear that preached anywhere except on The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy and the truth that will make you free. Coming against all of the whoremongering gods and those who love and make a lie, those who are idol worshipers, and those that are in a seem right way. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you just make it so hard. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Unless you hunger and thirst after righteousness for the whole truth, the truth will never be revealed to you. You've got to seek it with all your heart. You've got to love it more than your necessary food. I'm telling you, I spent many a day away from the table purposely to find the hidden manna. And lo and behold, I fasted my way into a position of knowledge to be rejected by the church world. Now, let me repeat that. I fasted, I prayed, I wept, I laid on the altar until Almighty Yahweh gave me the revelation of His name, gave me the power to believe it, and with that knowledge, I have His name written, as it says in Revelations 22:4, and they shall see His face. I began to see a different face. I saw the face of the eternal Creator who was a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes. For as it says in the book of Isaiah, going back there to the 7th chapter, and the 14th verse. Behold, in that day a virgin shall conceive, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Now listen, we're talking Hebrew here. Emmanuel. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23, gives us the revelation, and it says, the quoting of the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. We just quoted you Isaiah 9 and 6. Unto us a son is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counsel, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Are you going to get in that kingdom? Are you going to possess the kingdom? Are you going to be worthy to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Are you going to be able to press toward the mark and a high calling, which is in the instruction when he said, if you love me, keep my commandments? And here it is, to them that love him and keep his commandments, as it says in Revelation 22 and verse 12, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha Omega. That is in the Hebrew, the Aleph and the Tau. Alpha and Omega in the Greek. The beginning and the end of the language. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. And as it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6, I am the first and the last. And beside me there is no God. Oh, how Christianity wants to place somebody beside him. They don't have the understanding of the one God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. They don't really know who that was rocking in the cradle. They really don't know that when they look down in those sparkling blue eyes of this Aryan Israelite that laid in the cradle, that Mary sang the songs of Zion because she knew who he was. She understood from the angel Gabriel just exactly who she is carrying in her womb. That which is in your womb is of the Holy Spirit. The only begotten of the Holy Spirit to come manifesting in the flesh, able to forgive sins and grant eternal life. Oh, my, my, my. No wonder I'm happy. No wonder I sing the praises of eternal, almighty Messiah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, how glorious when I can hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. For you have kept the faith. And you haven't denied my name. His name will be in your forehead, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have the knowledge of the true name of the one that laid in the cradle, the creator of all that you see, hear, taste, smell, and feel, the one that created the universe and far beyond and all the stars, and called them all by name and placed them to declare his glory. No wonder my happy heart sings. No wonder that we have this wondrous story of the baby in the cradle that rocks the universe. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan wanted, through his jealousy, through his envy, through his spite, he tried to spoil, to kill, as we'll find out here. Blessed are they that do the commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into the city. for outside that city are the dogs, the sorcerers. What is a sorcerer? Someone that fools you. Someone that deceives you. Someone that seems right. Someone that sings a pretty song. Someone that talks a pretty talk, but don't really understand. They're working for the kingdom of Satan, not the kingdom of Yahweh. The false prophets are many. They're like foxes on the desert. They're braying jackasses that are preaching to a knowledgeable people. But those who come to full knowledge, those who come to full revelation, those who come to full term will understand. And they shall know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the truth of Yahweh is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. The Alpha, the Omega, the Aleph and the Toph is coming back on the clouds of glory with all power, with all the holy angels with him. And then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Matthew 25, verse 31. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to meet the babe that rocked in a cradle, that grew up to be a man, that laid down his life freely, and is now sitting on the throne of glory, waiting for the moment when he will say, "It's finished. Gabriel, sound the trumpet. Michael, prepare the war angels of heaven. Make your final descent. Mount up on the chariots of a mighty God, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace, and let's head toward planet Earth for a cleansing, for a redemption, for a gathering, for a separation, that we may remove the evil stain of Satan and his angels and those that he has deceived by his cunning and his craftiness." Are we ever going to have a fellowship with the truth? Are we able to prepare to meet him in peace? Or are we going to hear him say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you"? Oh, happy day. No wonder we can say, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of Yahweh. Let us lift up holy hands and let us praise him in a song and a dance. Let us say through our heart to the Creator that rocked in a cradle and is coming back to rock this earth." Ladies and gentlemen, though he was a babe, and though he was innocent, and though he was harmless as a dove, he's coming back in power and great glory and a flaming fire to destroy them that won't believe the babe that laid in a manger. Are you ready? Are you prepared to meet God? Can you truly say that you know who he is? Are you able to make war against Satan and the deception and the craftiness and the sorcery and the evil and the dog spirit that they've got? Have you ever spelled dog backwards? Maybe you'll get the message of what somebody has done for you in a Bible that they wrote on as holy. But the Bible said, "Search the Scriptures, for wherein you think you have eternal life." You can read the Bible and think you got it, but it might be deception. You say, "Oh, Pastor Buddy, nobody would dare to change God's holy word." Oh, no. Did you know that Satan changed his word from the word go? Don't you know he altered and added one word to the text, "Thou shalt not," N-O-T, don't weigh much, does it? Until you spell it backwards. The word "not" spelled backwards is exactly 1 ton. Pretty heavy object when you take the word and misapply it, when you add to it or take from. And they took his name, his glorious, magnificent name, the creator of the cradle, and the woman that brought him forth, and everyone in it that mistreated him, he made all things. That you see in this earth, whether they be thrones or dominions or powers or principalities, all things were made by him. And without him there was nothing made that was made. For in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh, and he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Do you know him? Are you going to take his name upon you? Or are you going to be caught up in the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, or the power of the deceivers and the sorcerers to gather up great gatherings of people that you'll never hear any truth from? You're getting it straight down the pipe where the rubber meets the road tonight from Pastor Buddy this evening here as we are live on WNQM. Coming up on 6:15 in the late afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that the time is far spent. The day of darkness is at hand. But a light is coming behind that great darkness of religious deception, where they have given the name of the false gods, the sorcerers, have promoted this false name, and they caused all the world to wonder after the beast and receive the mark of his name. Have you got it? Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've been a Christian for 36 years. Glory to God. And I really love sweet Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve Jesus and Yah. You got to decide which one is which. You say, but I've heard Jesus, sweet Jesus, all my life. It's in the New Testament, Pastor Buddy. Reckon it wasn't added to the New Testament? Did you know in the original 1611 there was no J in the 1611? So it couldn't have been Jesus. In the Revised Version, they put Jesus because they invented a letter J and placed it in there in 1702. When they altered, and it's called the Revised Version, and that's how they deceived the whole world, with a name that sounds right, seems right, looks right, feels right, but ain't right. This is a name of blasphemy. It's a name that was to replace the true name. Now, in the book of Acts, in chapter 4, verses 12, it says, this is the stone that was set at naught. What is the stone? The name. The hand that rocks the cradle. The rock of salvation. The rock of joy. This is the name that was set at naught. This is the actual covenant Hebrew name of a Hebrew God that gave way into the New Testament to a Greek-Roman theology of Zeus. Hey, Zeus. O my people, they that lead you cause you to err. Come out from among her and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, that unclean, unholy name that many people call on to their own death and destruction. You say, that's why this is just beyond believability. You know that God wouldn't allow people to be so deceived. The Bible says that the whole world will be deceived, and the whole world will wander after the beast. And this beast had a false name according to the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 1. But you must have the Father's name in your forehead. And you've been told that the Son's name was Jesus. And the Father's name, you haven't figured that out yet. Well, if you read the book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 6, and chapter 17, verse 26, you'll find out that the manifestation of the true Hebrew name was given to the apostles. They went out and preached it and got criticized and beat and enslaved and jailed and murdered for speaking the name of Yahweh in public. And it's coming down to that again, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming again. Don't worry about it. It's coming again. For the name of Yahweh must be rejected of this evil, untoward, adulterous, sorcerer generation. For straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find the true name. But broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and many that find the false name, and walk in. Well, they sing to it? Well, they were singing to Baal. All of Israel, with the exception of 7,000 people. Can you imagine that all of Israel of that religious day were worshiping a false name, and they didn't realize it? That it took Elijah, a man of passion, a man of truth, a man of valor, a man of integrity, a man of knowledge, that came down among them and said, how long will you be halted between the two names? If Baal is God, serve him. But if Yahweh be the creator that rocks the world, serve him. And the people were astonished at the test that Elijah gave the prophets of Baal, who cut themselves and cried day and night to a false, blaspheming, unholy, sorcerated, evil, satanic name. When Elijah, when he spoke the name of Yahweh, fire fell and it lapped up the 12 barrels of water, the liquid poured out to symbolize the people of the covenant faith of Jacob Israel. My sheep will hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to meet the true Creator? Are you expecting someone else? Are you going to be one of those that stand before him and tell him that you love the Lord? Did you know most Christians say, oh, I love the Lord. Glory to God, I love the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, when you really search for that word in your Strong's Concordance, you'll come up short. It ain't there. It's an added word. It's something that seems right. It's something that's been given to the Christian faith to call upon, to worship in, and the Creator's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Are you ready to hear that? Or are you ready to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You found my name. You obeyed my name. And you're in my name. You've kept the faith. You've not denied that name. This is the magnanimous name of Yahweh, the sacred four letters of the Tetragrammaton. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Thou shalt love him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Oh, happy day. No wonder we can say, oh, happy day. When Yahweh washed my sins away, he gave me peace and a mind to say, I know his name. Oh, happy day. The royal crest, the royal badge, the honor students of the faith that have kept that faith and haven't denied that magnanimous name that is written in the Bible in the original language 5,823 times and replaced 1,000 times with Lord in the New Testament. So 7,000 times approximately, that ought to be enough. 7,000 witnesses to declare his name against the false name that Jesus has brought in to deceive the very elect. Are you going to be one of them? Are you going to make the call? Today I stand at the door and knock. And today if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. For today is the day of salvation. What if you put him off when he said to put him on? What if you run when the Bible says stand still and see the salvation of the great one? The little babe that laid in the manger. No wonder the angels gathered around the little manger as Mary rocked her baby. And no wonder they said, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. For unto us this day a King of the universe is born." He's just a little baby. He weighs less than 10 pounds. But he will grow up as a calf in the stall. He will learn obedience. He will learn to call his sheep. And the Bible says his sheep will hear his voice. And a stranger they will not follow. Are you hearing the voice of the true prophet tonight? There's many false ones. You'll only hear the true ones. If you're fortunate, every once in a while. For we are rare and we're holy. We're persecuted. We're cast down. We're despised and dishonored among the Christian world. Because we have the way that is right versus the way that seems right. Many there be going in to this false, adulterated, satanic, sorceried, adulterous name. You know how that Satan was very crafty in 325 A.D. when Constantine declared that Christianity of the Roman Empire would invoke the name of their God. And did you know that the name of the God of Rome, of Constantine, that Constantine worshipped and called and adored and sang praises along with all of those in the Roman Greek kingdom of that day, that they worshipped Zeus as the supreme deity? You'll find that in the 14th chapter of the book of Acts. As they were fixing to sacrifice to the great god Zeus, when Paul and Barnabas came down and preached the revelation of the true name of Yahweh, because they had did many miracles in this name, and the people ignorantly deceived, adulterous, and unworthy of the truth, they worshiped this false pagan name of Zeus, and they sought to sacrifice to Zeus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this much, this soon, and this fast. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Call upon him while he's near. Call upon him while time permits. Call on him before you take your last breath or the last heartbeat beats in your chest and you go home eternally to meet your Maker. Are you going to meet him in peace? Are you going to really know who he is? Are you going to have the name of the Father in your forehead? You say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, I've always just heard about the Son of God, and that's Jesus. Glory to God." Ladies and gentlemen, in St. John chapter 5, verse 43, the Son himself said, "I come in my Father's name." Now, if the Father had a Hebrew name, how then did the Father, who named the Son, how do you give him a Greek Latin name of a pagan god? Zeus. Hey, Zeus. Ain't so. It was the Holy Unholy Catholic Church who adopted the name of Jesus, Jesus, and give it to the world in the New Testament as they kept the New Testament under wraps and bound until they had time to bring in a false, adulterous name to deceive the whole world. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's just unbelievable. Well, that's what the Bible said. He said, the day will come that you won't believe the truth, though a man declare it unto you. Well, you're listening to the Shepherd's Call, and Pastor Buddy, my time has just about come and gone. But ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, you can do so. I'm live on WNQM 1500 or 1300 AM on your radio dial. I'll be on at 8 Eastern Time, 7 Central, in the WWCR time zone of Nashville, Tennessee, around the world, live on WWCR at 7 o'clock Central Time. So tune in. And we'll go into another message there live tonight. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. Now, my address, write me. If you'd like to know more, if you'd like to receive a tract, write me. I'll send you one on the great name. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Pastor Buddy, again, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I have an hour here before the next show, so give me a call live tonight at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you next Sunday evening on WNQM 1300 AM, 50,000 watts of pure listening radio truth. I'll see you next Sunday, Yahweh willing, and the creek don't rise.
Let all hearts be now united to arms, and Dixie. Advance the flag of Dixie, hoorah, hoorah. For Dixie's land, we take our stand and live or die for Dixie.